You are listening to Real World News.
Another failure. Outcomes of UN climate talks. Business as usual. Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International has strongly condemned the governments of industrialized countries for blocking action on the climate crisis at a failed UN climate summit in Qatar. Despite the official spin, these talks delivered nothing, no real progress on cutting greenhouse gases, and only an insulting gesture at climate finance, said Azad Rahman, Friends of the Earth International spokesperson in Qatar. In a press release issued by Friends of the Earth on Saturday when the talks ended, Rahman added, quote, "The blame lies squarely with the industrialized countries, most notably the U.S. The Obama administration is succeeding in its efforts to dismantle the U.N. global climate regime, and other wealthy nations have joined in, paralyzing the climate talks and forcing the world's poor to pay the price," end quote. Several news outlets have pointed out that the COP18 ended with an agreement to extend the Kyoto Protocol for a second commitment period until 2020. The Kyoto Protocol is the only legally binding agreement signed in 1997 that sets mandatory emission reduction targets to industrialized nations based on the fact that they have been the primary responsible for the climate crisis. However, the protocol, without setting emission reduction figures, is an empty instrument. Besides, the second commitment period has not been approved by Japan, Russia, Canada, and New Zealand, while the U.S. never ratified the treaty. Some of the most polluting countries in the world are therefore not parties to the protocol. Friends of the Earth International said at a press conference held on Saturday that there was no significant progress at the UN COP18 on climate change in terms of the promises of industrialized nations to address their historic responsibility of having caused climate change. Under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change of 1992 that paved the way for the Kyoto Protocol, developed countries have the commitment to reduce their pollutant emissions based on science and equity, and of providing finance for adaptation and mitigation to climate change in developing countries. The bottom line is that the nations of the Global South should develop under sustainable patterns that will not worsen the climate crisis. The current finance is minimum, and there is no technology transfer from north to south to support sustainable development. We demand justice for the people of developing nations who suffer the most from the crisis, a crisis caused mainly by the rich industrialized world, said Azad Rahman. Hope for a solution lies with the people. We must demand action from our governments and reject them if they fail to deliver.
You are listening to Real World News.